Welcome back, Teacher Fit Educators. Thank you for joining me, Second Arrow, for a mindful message as you are embracing the Teacher Fit motto, Impact by Example. A few years ago, I was introduced to a book called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. He provides a way to live happily by abiding by four simple agreements. His argument is that if we wake each day committing to these four things, we will live a more mentally healthy life. And I agree. Over the next few weeks, I will take you through my interpretation of Ruiz's four agreements, starting today with the first, be impeccable with your word. The impeccable word for those of us seeking better mental health is to choose our words carefully and accurately. This would be in speech and in written word, but also in the mind. There are many parallels in the mindfulness world when it comes to word choice being important. We see it in Buddhism with the idea of right speech. We also see it using positive self-talk and meta-gratitude practices. To be impeccable with our word is to consider that each word exiting our lips or through our fingertips is important. Each word can instigate hate or create love. Each word is of value. Each word can build a relationship or tear it down. Each word can benefit those around me or simply fill the hot air. To really consider the value of each word will help us to ensure each word is the most accurate, not just in the moment, but in a way that will help us build a better tomorrow. For example, I can be upset with my husband leaving his socks around the house and use harmful words that would create anger in us both. Or I can choose otherwise. I can choose kind words, a gentle reminder, if you will. I can even choose no words. I can pick up the laundry myself or just keep walking past the socks. The words I choose to use or not use have value and can create emotions. It is just the question of what emotion do I want to create? What relationship do I want to take part in building? Let me leave you with this. The words in our heads might in fact be the most important words to get right, to be impeccable. The words in our heads can lead us towards happiness or sadness on any given day and arguably in any given moment. Please begin to look at and review your words floating around in your head. Begin to reshape how you talk to yourself and how the storylines play out. You have the chance to ensure that the mind is a bit healthier, one word at a time. Practice using impeccable words today. This is the first of the four agreements. Practice waking up each day this week with the goal, the intention to use your words in speech, in writing, and in your mind impeccably. Thank you so much for tuning in today to this mindful message. Be kind to yourselves today and always. Remember, teachers, pain is a part of life, but suffering is a choice. This is Second Arrow. May you be well.